Fagan Family Newsletter Number 13, Candace Owens Exposes Truth of Leo Frank. In a veritable tweet storm on X, Twitter, Candace Owens, the popular podcaster and influencer, tells millions of her followers the Anti-Defamation League defends a network of criminals and pedophiles. She questions whether B'nai B'rith, Leo Frank, was actually lynched and by whom. She says blacks should never forget how Frank tried to pin the crime on a black man, and says the ADL has smeared Christian, Muslim, and black Americans. She posted the picture of Mary Fagan, the 13-year-old girl Frank murdered, and calls on Christians to make her story viral. The ADL is totally silent on Candace's historical truth campaign. Candace Owens has moved her main platform from YouTube to rumble.com/c/realCandaceO. They Lie and Lie and Lie by Mary Fagan Keene. Little Mary Fagan was ruthlessly raped and murdered by the sexual pervert Leo Frank in 1913. What evidence does Rabbi Lebo, Gov. Erner Barnes, ADL Representative Charles Wittenstein have that Leo Frank should be exonerated? There is no new evidence, nor was anti-Semitism the reason for his conviction to warrant a new trial through the Fulton County Innocence Project. What they don't want you to know, for 111 years, the Anti-Defamation League has pushed the narrative that, according to historians, B'nai B'rith leader Leo Frank was wrongly accused, falsely convicted, wantonly murdered, pardoned in 1986 due to anti-Semitism and yellow journalism. Yet, in the original newspaper accounts of the Atlanta Constitution, Atlanta Georgian, and Atlanta Journal, there is no evidence of an atmosphere of hysteria. In fact, Leo Frank is always referred to as Superintendent, National Pencil Company, and there is never any mention of Frank being Jewish. Most of the historians of the case are of the same religious faith as Leo Frank, and consistently over a century, they have trafficked in propaganda that has masqueraded as new evidence. There have been plays, articles, books, videos, movies, docudramas claiming deathbed confessions, bite marks, and teeth x-rays, no evidence, and anti-Semitic pogroms, no EV idents. Virtually all these works claim that an African-American man named James Conley committed the crime. The most brazen concoction was the error-filled testimony of Alonzo Mann in 1982, which the Georgia State Board of Pardon and Paroles found to be insufficient. The ADL then tried a second time to strong-arm the board, and in 1986, a strangely worded pardon was granted that specifically did not address the guilt or innocence of the murderer Leo Frank. Most of Frank's advocates have relied on blatantly false information and politically biased propaganda and have not considered all the facts or reviewed all the original legal documents, including the original official testimony and evidence. Frank's conviction was upheld by 13 courts and judges in his 13 appeals. Driven by the need to exonerate a Jewish leader, they convict in the media an innocent African-American man. Frank's racist defense was that rape and murder were Negro crimes, and since Frank was a white man, he could not have committed those horrific acts. Therefore, the black janitor at Frank's factory named Jim Conley was the guilty party, white privilege. The hoaxes of the ADL, Roy Barnes, and Rabbi Lebo hang the Jew never happened. For the last half century, the ADL and other propagandists like Alan M. Dershowitz have claimed there were mobs crying, "Hang the Jew," but that never happened. Leonard Dinnerstein invented the Hang the Jew hoax out of whole cloth and committed academic fraud as he misrepresented historical sources. The ADL's own case expert, author Steve Oney, told the Jewish Journal, "It didn't happen. Jews were accepted in the city, and the record does not substantiate subsequent reports that the crowd outside the courtroom shouted at the jurors, 'Hang the Jew or we'll hang you.' Anti-Semitism, none." Anti-Semitism was absent from the case, but vicious anti-black racism was present. Leo Frank, as leader of B'nai B'rith, his defense attorneys and supporters publicly and openly referred to blacks as ni**ers in and outside of court. In fact, Leo Frank's own assessment of his circumstance was as clear as can be. Anti-Semitism is absolutely not the reason for this libel that has been framed against me. It isn't the source nor the result of this sad story. Mobs at trial? None. Unfair trial? False. According to the legal record and Frank's many appeals, Frank had a fair trial. There were 13 appeals, and the guilty verdict was upheld in every appeal. Exodus of Jews never happened. Pro-Frank advocates have claimed that thousands of Jews fled Atlanta, but this is a complete myth. Jewish demographers show that the Jewish population of Atlanta actually increased over the weeks, months, and years after the Frank episode. Alonzo Mann did not prove Leo Frank innocent. Mann had given many conflicting stories in 1913 and in 1982 that are irreconcilable with the known facts. The elderly Alonzo Mann was very likely coaxed and coached by Frank's advocates into making his unreliable and false 1982 claims. Question to Fonnie Willis from the family of Leo Frank's victim, Mary Fagan, on the denial of access to Leo Frank case files because they are state secrets. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Typha Willis is being pressured to make the murder of 13-year-old Mary Fagan by Leo M. Frank a priority for the so-called InnoSense Project. But on December 4, 2020, the Georgia State Board of Pardons and Paul Rolls denied the Fagan family's request to declassify the non-public documents from its files on Leo Frank. How can the Fulton County Innocence Project make the decision on Leo Frank without all the documentation? After 111 years, why are they still secret? Is it because the documents prove Leo Frank is guilty? The Fagan family filed requests for all of the documents, recordings, and other data related to the case of the convicted murderer Leo M. Frank. We received over 1,500 documents in December 2020, but some documents were denied to the family and designated state secrets. In a time where every state agency and politician is preaching transparency and open government, how can anything about a 111-year-old case be considered secret? We were not told how many documents remain in the state secret category, nor were we told what exactly those documents contain. Who and what are they protecting? And why? There can be no justice or resolution of this case if the state of Georgia will not release documents from a 111-year-old case. Announcement: Mary Fagan Keene, great niece and namesake of little Mary Fagan, donates Fagan family collection. Memorabilia, books, photographs, and papers, August 21, 2024. These materials will be housed at Georgia State University GSU Special Collections and Archives Department as part of the GSU Library's digital collections, making them accessible to the public. Wikipedia rejects unreliable ADL. Wikipedia is the largest online encyclopedia and has become the go-to source for fast information on millions of subjects. But its editors have finally had enough with the internet's most prolific Leo Frank liar, the Anti-Defamation League, ADL. In a stunning rebuke of that group, Wikipedia's editors declared that the Anti-Defamation League cannot be trusted to give reliable information on the Israel-Palestine conflict, and they overwhelmingly said the ADL is an unreliable source on anti-Semitism. Since its founding in 1913, the ADL has falsely present-ed itself as the world's preeminent advocate for the rights and causes of American Jews. Yet Wikipedia editors voted last week to label the ADL as a generally unreliable source. That means that the ADL should usually not be cited in Wikipedia articles. The ADL is heavily biased regarding ISRAL Palestine to the point of often acting as a pro-Israel lobbying organization, the editors said. This can and does compromise its ability to accurately report facts regarding people and organizations that disagree with it on this issue, especially non-Zionist or anti-Zionist Jews and Jewish organizations. The ADL became the world's major source of false and misleading misinformation on the Leo Frank case, and it has made the case central to its tactic of weaponizing the label of anti-Semitism to fundraise and push hateful propaganda. As expected, the ADL strongly objected to the Wikipedia decision, though the group continues its Leo Frank lies unimpeded.